Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Plan Through podcast, Big Friendly Guides. Monthly, normally paid podcast where we, Jeff and I, go over basically what we're looking to accomplish in the next month. The games that are coming out, the things that we're looking to hit up, what people are interested in. I'm Ryan Gilliam, co-founder of BigFriendly.guide. With me is Jeff Parkin. I've already said our names. But with me is Jeff Parkin, as always.
We've got to figure out intros, because this is just awkward every time.
I think it's just going to be. I think that's just it's just a two people thing usually, and it's just going to be weird. So we're going to figure it out. But yeah, so this show's a little more casual, I think, than like what our... Anyway, so it's fine that we're being weird. But the kind of the intention behind this, we'll intro people. This one will be free to everybody, and it's kind of why we wanted to do this. And so this time we're going to be talking about the end of June. We're recording this on June 16th, just for full clarity of it. But the idea is that at the end of July, we will record one for August and go through and, like, taking data from our Discord, which you should sign up for, if you have not yet. You can find that stuff on our Patreon. Take the Discord information, take what people are looking forward to, what we've asked people about, compare that to the release calendar coming up, and talk about, like, what we want to cover as well. Mix those things together and kind of figure out, like, all right, logistically speaking, how is all this stuff going to work? You know, we'll get to it in a second here, but, like, there are three different things that potentially might be worth covering that all come out on June 26th, next week from when we're recording this. And so, like, where do our priorities lie? I think that can be a beneficial thing for our audience to hear, both, I think, to understand and to accept and figure out what's coming up so they you guys can plan accordingly with the type of stuff that we're going to cover. Also to potentially guide us in a different direction if we say something that you disagree with and think, oh, well, the game that we dismissed early maybe is something that they should pay more attention to. Also, like in other places that I've supported and subscribed to about stuff like this, I just find it interesting. And can also a good way to discover new things that are coming out. I know we've already gotten some feedback that, like, stuff like Nine Kings and our beginner's guide for that has, like, helped people discover a game they might not have initially or jumped into. So, like, that's also part of the goal here. So we're just going to chat through the release calendar, talk about and what we're interested in kind of doing moving forward with it. So, Jeff, anything to add?
No, I think that's exactly what this is a way for our audience, whatever form you consume us through, to see how we're planning to approach the coming month, the coming weeks and month, and help us out a little bit. If we miss things, and we're going to miss things, this is this is a good place for you to tell us that we're missing something.
Precisely. Okay, so starting with the week of June 16th, there's like five things on that we have here that come out, and some of these things I don't actually know what they are, so you're gonna need to run me through them.
Okay.
So we have FBC Firebreak, which is Remedy. That's the three-player co-op game, Left 4 Dead style thing set in the world of Control. We will have more to say about that once it's officially out, but that's definitely something that, like, without touching on it anymore, we're definitely going to want to have guides for. That's something that people in our Discord, I think Jazz specifically, has shouted out that they're interested in us doing guides for, so that's something we definitely are going to hit the ground running with, and so stay tuned on that one, is what I would say.
Yep.
Without saying too much, stay tuned. So, definitely going to hit FBC Firebreak, looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I think that's just a... Regardless of our thoughts on it, that's just a really safe one for us to go for. It's from a respected company, it's a game that people are at least slightly hyped about, and I think we'll definitely have stuff.
Yeah. There are more question marks around the other two games that come out tomorrow, though, there's Tron Catalyst. What is that?
It is an isometric hack and slash. Full disclosure, I had not heard of it until I looked it up this morning.
Okay, is there a Jared Leto in it? Because if there is, I'm not interested.
I do not believe so.
All right, that's already more interesting. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's... It doesn't look like... Oh, it's by the same developers who did, like, John Wick Hex and stuff, which I've heard good things about.
I am a big also... John Wick Hex fan.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really know much about this one. I think, just to be in full transparency, I think probably FBC Firebreak is going to keep us busy for a good chunk of this week.
Yep.
Depending on what there is and is not to cover there. So, we'll find out.
I think our best approach here, I don't think that this sounds really dismissive, that's not how I mean it. I don't think that this is a day one game for anybody, so
yeah.
I think our best approach with this one is to reach out, and if we get code and check it out and think it's neat, we'll write about it, maybe point some people toward it, but it is not as high of a priority for me. It does look pretty cool.
And I feel similarly about... It does look pretty cool, actually. It looks a little... With the full understanding that I have not played this game. Yet, even though I really, really want to, it does look kind of like Disco Elysium-esque, just from like the, maybe it's just the isometric perspective.
I think it's just the isometric.
Probably, yeah. But I need to find time to play that game. But yeah, same. We'll have to see about that one. Yeah, if that one like interests you, listener, you know, drop into Discord, let us know. But so far that thing's not really that much on my board. Something I'm a little more interested in, but similarly skeptical about, our ability to do everything all at once, and that this ranks is, I'm looking at a screenshot, but not the title, After Ink Revival, which also comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. After Ink Revival was in the Steam Next Fest demo deluge.
Did you play it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
The problem with that is I did not... After Ink Revival is the sequel to Plague Inc. And I did not play Plague Inc.
Ooh, I like Plague Inc., so I should check out the demo.
So, maybe. I think the demos are still available. This comes out on tomorrow? When we're recording this?
Yes.
Yes. It is a city builder-esque, with kind of flat graphics that is a little more narrative driven in an interesting way. I am intrigued by it. I was not immediately hooked from the demo that I played, but like I said, I didn't play Plague Inc. If it's something that grabs you, we can both put in the time to start writing about it.
Yeah, maybe I'll check out the demo. I'll check out for the demo for this one probably maybe today, between today and tomorrow, to take a look at it and see what it's doing. Again, it's kind of all comes down to, like, when we're trying to plan something out like this, and you'll see this when we talk about next week as well, it's definitely like we kind of have to pick a game that seems like, well, this seems like the thing that the most people that we know in our community are interested in, that we're the most interested in, and like, what does that look like? And that becomes the priority game, and then everything around the priority game is determined by how much of a priority that priority game actually ends up being. Yeah. So I feel like everything around After Ink and even Tron comes from, like, stems from how much do we have to do with FBC, and we're just not going to know that until we can dig into it. So we'll see. I'm kind of like that. I am definitely in. Plague Inc. seems like something that I would be interested in if in covering whether or not, or checking out whether or not it's actually for work or not. So yeah, we'll take a look at it. Also this week is Battle Train, which is something that I had not seen.
This is another one I had not seen until this morning.
Okay.
It is, here's the overview from, interestingly enough, put out by Bandai Namco. So there's juice behind this.
Okay.
The overview is a run-based roguelike deck and track builder set in the world's most explosive game show. It is a chaotic mashup of deck building and tactical rail combat. I am definitely not getting the impression that this game is treading any new ground. I kind of dig the art style. It's got a very cartoony art style.
Oh, I'm kind of the opposite. I'm not loving the art style. But you're definitely making, like, you're making your own train, basically, and...
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like the cards that you're playing are, like, track cards that, like, lay down, okay. And then you're battling with, it's not PvP, right?
I do not believe it
is
PvP.
It looks interesting.
They also have a Kickstarter.
There's a demo for it. Okay. I mean, it's like, it looks... Yeah, the fact it being Bandai is interesting. It looks like here's a couple GIFs down here. It certainly looks intriguing. Like from a gameplay perspective, I would not mind taking a look at it.
Yep.
But yeah, it all falls into the.
But again,
we have yeah.
No, I was just going to say, but again, it's a game that neither of us had heard of until we saw it on the list of upcoming games and. It's not one that anybody has talked to us about yet, so we'll check it out. Maybe it becomes a recommendation like Nine Kings and Cyber Knights were for us, or maybe we pass on it to focus on other things.
Right. Yeah, precisely. It's very much like, I think some of these things are definitely just like mentioning them into the ether. And if they sound interesting, hopefully someone will come to the Discord and add us or hit us up on Blue Sky or whatever to tell us that we should maybe give it a second look. But I think, yeah, definitely a lot of this is going to be like, well, this is the thing that's coming out and it looks interesting. And if we had a bigger team that could look on a lot of different things and also get the bigger priority stuff done, then maybe it would be worth looking at.
Yes.
But definitely feel that way about it. So... I mean, I'd be curious. Like, it's definitely a real, like, without, like, to be fully honest, it's like, well, we got FBC, Firebreak, which looks like it's going to be something that we know people are interested in, and then, just not to get ahead of ourselves, but, like, Death Stranding 2 is next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that people have, that A, is one of my most anticipated games of the year, so I'm pumped about it. And B, like, everyone on... our Discord has like it is the most voted thing that we have, that we put a vote to it, so people are really interested in that as well. So we kind of like we're burning time until we get access to Death Stranding, basically.
Yes,
like, and how much we'll be able to do with it. The other thing on here before we get to Death Stranding though is Star Overdrive, which I think this actually looks pretty cool.
It does.
This looks like something I'm more interested in, potentially. It's like a hoverboard game that looks like it's got some platforming on it. And also, like, there's a bunch of worms, like dune worms that someone's climbing and killing and stuff. Tracking.
There is battle involved, but it looks like a exploration adventure hoverboarding game on an alien planet.
Yeah.
This one's actually coming out on the Switch, so it might be a reason to use that chunk of machinery that we
bought. I would like a reason to use the Switch before. I mean, by the time we're recording this on Wednesday, by the time right before this game comes out, Nintendo's going to come out and show us all about Donkey Kong and tell us why we should be excited about that. Which I'm already, bad news Nintendo, I'm already fucking excited about that game. So
yeah,
Yeah, Star Override is something, or Drive is, I should say the name right, Star Overdrive is something that I look at and I'm like, ooh, that looks pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to check that one out, and that might be worth a quick thing before the end of the week. But, you know, as previously stated, and to be a broken record a little bit, it just all depends on other stuff, like FBC Firebreak, so.
Yep.
But, I don't know, what are you thinking about Star? I mean, it looks pretty cool.
It does look cool. What I am thinking is, and this is a peek behind the curtain, I suppose, I don't know how guideable that game is. So, from a purely bigfriendly.guide, since that's the name of our website,
mm-hmm.
It might not be for us, but it does look cool.
Yeah.
And it could be a really cool game to recommend people check out. So,
it could be a cool thing to talk about, like, on the podcast or something, but not necessarily something that I would anticipate us putting a lot of effort into guiding.
Sure. Yes, I agree.
Another game that I think...
What? No, I'm just going to say, I will reach out to them and see if we can't get some codes.
Sweet. Next week on Death Stranding Day, there are, which is, feels rude to say about the other mm-hmm. things, but there are three things coming out. We'll get to Death Stranding in a minute, but Against the Storm is coming to consoles. That game is really cool. If you've never,
it is a very cool game.
It's like a... It's a roguelike city builder. I think I ultimately fell off because, like, the runs are too long. So they just feel a little bit too long for me. So, like, I'm not getting the dopamine of improving my metagame fast enough, which is what I like from roguelites. So, but it's a really neat thing. Like, my wife is not a huge city builder person, but loves roguelites, and she really liked it. So, like, I think it ticks a lot of boxes. It's really interesting. You're essentially, like, going across the map and building various different settlements and earning currency that you can use to improve those settlements the next time you do a run. And there's things like anomalies that can create issues in certain areas that can cause storms and, like, famines and whatever. It's really neat. People should check that out. If you're only a console conner and don't have a PC, definitely give Against the Storm a go. Just to be honest with this, both this and the other game that comes out this day, which is System Shock 2, the 25th anniversary remaster, which I would like to play as somebody who likes Bioshock but has never played System Shock 2.
I also have never
played. I think they're going to be... Okay. They're going to seem like cool things that might be worth guiding if they came out a different day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just kind of the nature of the gig sometimes. Because I think the big feature is Death Stranding 2. Again, like, that is the most voted for thing in our Discord. It's something I'm really excited about. It sounds like it's going to be a lot more guidesy even than the first one was, which the first one was, I think, definitely a guides game. So, yes. Obviously, like, Kojima's second stab at Death Stranding. I mean, I guess the director's cut is technically his second stab at it. And, like, I loved that game when it first came out, and the director's cut just made it universally better. So, I'm really pumped for Death Stranding 2. I think we are going to hit that game really hard. It comes out next week. I think we'll probably get access to it Wednesday night. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if they put out the times yet. I was trying to look into it earlier. But that's something that I think if you're looking forward to, I would definitely anticipate that we'll probably have a beginner's guide or something, and probably another thing or two by the end of the weekend. Who knows? We might maybe we'll just stream that or something. Maybe not, but we'll have to see. Maybe a narrative game like that would be better spent not doing that. But it's definitely something we're going to take a very serious look at. And make sure that we cover that well. We're both interested into it, and we know our audience is into it as well. So definitely anticipate that those are gonna come out hard and fast. Mm-hmm. So look forward to those. So that's June.
Yeah, and that actually...
July is...
Those are the only games that we have for the rest of June. So again, anyone listening want to point us at anything, let us know.
Yes. Please. I know, like, I'm going to try my absolute damnedest to get a Clear Obscura thing about the end game up. by the end of the month for sure. Gonna try hard to do that and some, but that's really I think the only big lingering project. I know like Nine Kings just got an update today, so like if people are still interested in getting more coverage on that, like yeah, let us know for sure. July though is pretty busy. Yes. Actually quite a bit going on in July, but not until really the second 10 days or so in.
Right.
The only thing happening in the first 10 days is Harvest Moon, Lost Valley, and Sky Tree Village. It's like a double pack-in for the Switch. So I'm assuming it'll also obviously play on the Switch too.
Mm-hmm.
The Harvest Moon series is obviously well-beloved and also like pretty guideable. So because there's so much open window in that, like that will probably... Like the way that we think about things, like that will probably conflict with Death Stranding stuff. We'll probably still be in the depths of Death Stranding. That game is supposed to be super long.
Okay.
And this comes out almost exactly a week after Death Stranding.
Kojima made a really long game?
I know.
That's weird.
Crazy. Crazy. I mean, those first couple of Metal Gears aren't that long. It's really like, I mean, 4 is like 4 hours. Except for the cutscenes. With the cutscenes, it's like 12. But, yeah. But no, since Phantom Pain, that man has made the longest shit he possibly can. Death Stranding 1 is super long. So, yeah, I think the previews that people like Dan Reichert and stuff were putting out were stuff like 40 hours Death Stranding 2. Those were like the previews, which is like to be, for transparency for people who've never done a preview before... you do not usually see like 50% of the game. Usually it's like 20%. So like, I'm not saying that game's 150 hours, but like maybe it is 150 hours. I don't know. We don't have it. So,
yep.
But yeah, so Harvest Moon is something that I think I'd be interested in seeing how that would do, how we could do with that. I don't have a ton of experience with Harvest Moon, but like I love Stardew Valley, and other things that have been inspired by Harvest Moon. So, if that's something people are interested in, let us know for sure. We'll put the July voting thing out this week at some point and let everyone know on the Patreon when we do. But yeah, keep us posted on that one. It's something I'd be interested in maybe doing, or maybe having one of us peel off the Stranding guys for a little bit to check out. But
yeah,
I would also not be surprised if that first week of July had a lot of Death Stranding still in it. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 comes out June 11th. Or July 11th, pardon me. I'm not a big Tony Hawk person. I'm going to get us canceled immediately. But, like, I'm just not... It just doesn't really... I'm not a skater boy.
I mean, Tony Hawk as a person, great guy. But...
Oh, yeah. He seems cool.
I also missed that. I never played any of those games. I mean, this kind of is going to come up with that Star Overdrive, but I'm not a race around an arena kind of game guy.
No, I'm not much of a... Yeah, that came with, like, Rollerdrome a couple years ago, too, where I'm just like, I'm just not. This just ain't me. I'm a little bit more, like... I'm a little more hoverboard curious. Like, if I'm doing something, but just, like, going and doing, like, sweet tricks and shit, it just is not really my bag. And I also don't really know how, like, guidesy it would potentially be. I genuinely don't know, because I have not been somebody who has played those games before. So if you're, like, big into Tony Hawk and you want us to hit stuff up with that, like, let us know, because I think otherwise that thing is going to probably go to the wayside a little bit.
I suspect so.
Yeah. So, yep, we'll have to see on that one, but I'm not anticipating a bunch of interest there, but if I am wrong, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's an interesting one. Destiny 2, The Edge of Fate. So if you followed my career at all, I am kind of known as the Destiny guy for Polygon. And this one's going to be interesting. there's a lot to discuss here in terms of like what all is changing, how guideable it'll be. But I, without divulging like full details that I don't think I can yet, I may or may not be assisting on coverage with this game with another website.
Okay.
From a freelance perspective.
Yep.
To both, you know, help pay the bills as we're building, but also like it's good advertisement for BFG as well to get out there and do that kind of stuff. Brings us more places in, more people in to help. So what I would say is that if you're a Destiny nut, hi, welcome. This is a safe space.
Mm.
And also, if I end up not doing Destiny guides for BFG, as long as I am able, and I, assuming I'm going where I think I'm going, I think I will be, I will certainly be doing a lot of work on BFG to help point you towards my stuff. I'm hoping to do something like a roundup at the end of the first week to be like, here's everything I've published on Place.
Yep.
Where you can find my guides to get you help on other Destiny things. And then stuff that we don't end up doing from a freelance perspective, I might be able to do, might become free game for me to do it on BFG as well. So I'm not 100% sure what all of my assignments for a situation outside of BFG might look like for that, so I can't fully commit to it. What I will say is if you are interested in what I have to say and write about that game, and if you want my help from that with that game, because you've enjoyed my help from Destiny in the past, you will be able to find it on the internet, and I will make sure that if you are in the BFG community that you are pointed in that direction as well. So there will be plenty of Destiny to have. I also genuinely, because they're changing so much with this one, and because I've already gotten you access to it, Jeff, would yep. genuinely like love for you to see, to take a new player's perspective stab at what all they've changed. And there's nothing, there would be nothing preventing you from taking a stab at a new player's something before our next game comes out.
Yeah.
I would be curious if you were to find interest in that, that would look like for you.
We've talked about this. I put down Destiny to, I think we figured out, 7 years ago and have not gone back.
Yeah.
Starting BFG and listening to you, as the biggest Destiny sicko out there, I am really intrigued by this new update that's coming in July.
Yeah.
And will most likely hop into it effectively as a new player. So I think that 100%. There's...
It will be very, very new for you.
I think that there's a lot of the new player journey that we can get up on the site. With you as deeply embedded in Destiny, handling all of the late stuff, I think I can come at it from the other end of, like, I'm effectively a new player. Let's talk about how to play Destiny.
Right. And no matter what, no matter where I end up doing some of my work there, we'll be talking about it on the podcast and everything. So,
yep.
Yeah. If you came here for Destiny stuff, make sure, like, rest assured that, like, you will get Destiny stuff. You just might get a pile of hyperlinks in addition to us talking about it. So
sure.
But that the thing that makes the Destiny complicated also is that is also Donkey Kong Bonanza week.
Yes.
So Destiny will come out on that Tuesday, that's the 15th, and then Donkey Kong Bonanza comes out 2 days later on that Thursday before the Destiny Raid comes out, which sucks for me personally. As somebody who's very excited for Donkey Kong Bonanza and also has commitments to raid with friends. That game, we're going to learn more about it on Wednesday here from the Nintendo Direct, but like, man, it looks sharp.
Yes, it does.
Man, it looks cool.
And And it's the next new game for the Switch too. A much needed thing.
Yep. A system that I like spending time on, and as far as we know, because Nintendo doesn't publicize team stuff, so it's hard to know for sure. But like, I really love Mario Odyssey. It's my favorite 3D Mario by a pretty wide margin. I love that game, and if this is the same team that made that doing a Donkey Kong thing, because I also love Donkey Kong 64, because there is something wrong with me. Sure. But I love Donkey Kong 64, and I love Mario Odyssey, and so a reality where we might get a new open world collectathon as Donkey Kong from the people who made Mario Odyssey is very personally intriguing. It looks a little janky in some of this, the footage that they put out for it already, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But Nintendo does open world jank quite well with Zelda. So
yes.
Yeah, I am very intrigued by Donkey Kong Bonanza. I have to imagine it'll be something that would be a very good guides project. And also that hopefully a lot of folks out there who maybe got a Switch 2 and are dying for something to play on it might want to do.
I think that that's going to be a very busy week for us, because I think we should definitely hit both Destiny and Donkey Kong really hard. I think and Donkey Kong is just a super solid bet for us to do, and I look forward to covering it. So
That's like one of those games. I think the reason that we're here is that we enjoy covering most things, but there are some things that I look actively forward to writing guides for, and a game like Donkey Kong Bonanza is up there.
Yep.
And I worry that I will have to spend a bunch of time on Destiny. Have to spend a bunch of time on this game that I have loved and put a lot of time and investment in a long time. Boo-hoo. But I do hate Nintendo for pushing that on the same time, and I will not forgive them. Also coming out that week is genuinely one of the more independent games that I'm most excited for this year, though, which is Shadow Labyrinth, which is the Pac-Man Metroidvania game with like this super dark and gritty atmosphere. It looks fucking awesome.
It does.
And that comes out the day after Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what we're going to do about it, but it looks cool, and I would love to at least, I'm sure we'll at least talk about it, because it looks rad.
It does. We should, at least try to get a beginner's guide out of it. I just don't know when we're going to find the time.
Hey man, look at this. Think about it this way. In full transparency, we know we're probably not going to get Donkey Kong Bonanza early, because getting stuff really early from Nintendo can be a challenge for anybody. So that's their prerogative. So it's just not super easy to get Nintendo code. So, and also Destiny 2 doesn't do early code, doesn't do early access. We get, we have code and we have access to it once it goes live with everybody else. If we can get Shadow Labyrinth, the best way for us to get Shadow Labyrinth coverage out is to get it early. So, maybe we can look into that and luck out and get somebody from Bandai Namco to talk to us about it. So,
yep,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something I'm very interested in. That game looks really, really rad.
Have been talking about that
hard selling it.
Yeah, you've been talking about that game since...
It's insane!
I think since we launched the site, so...
At least, it's grimdark Pac-Man, like, what the fuck? Like, and every new trailer they show for it makes it look stupider and weirder than the last one. And I'm way in on dumb ideas like that, especially when they fit into genres that I really like.
Yep.
And so, like, I like Pac-Man fine, but, like, Grimdark Pac-Man is already a really good sell.
Oh, yeah.
And Grimdark Pac-Man, but it's a Metroidvania, so you're, like, upgrading your pack or whatever, is fucking sick. Absolutely. I don't know, it looks super dumb in the best way possible, so I would love to get something out of it. Jeff, do you have any experience with Monument Valley? Like, mobile games and other Puzzle League games?
I know that I played the first one on my phone.
Yeah.
I think I skipped the second one. Just because there were too many other things. And my phone has, I think, some Hyper Universe in our Discord had even joked about it. Like, over the last couple of years, my phone is the Sudoku machine. Like, that's what I use it for.
Yeah.
And crossword puzzles. So, like, the gaming on it has definitely fallen off. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And I just never went back for Monument Valley 2 for no good reason, because that first game was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I have not really spent a lot of time in Monument Valley. But I should, probably. Definitely should. So yeah. It seems like something I would like, but I have not spent much time with it. It's something I'm potentially interested in. There's so much going on the week before, though. I find it unlikely that we'll probably touch on that too hard unless people want it. But obviously, it's a puzzle game, and puzzle games do are ripe for guides. So,
and they're just really cool, stylish puzzle games. The problem with us covering it, though, is that one releases the same day as Wildgate. And
that game fucking rules.
Yeah. We streamed it on Friday, right up until lightning knocked out my internet connection.
And then we won the next game that Jeff was missing.
That fits. Wildgate, the beta is pretty incredible, so I don't think it's any secret that we want to cover the hell out of that game.
Yeah. That game's really cool. It's got, I don't know how guideable it's going to be, but it's got some stuff in it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That will be nice and worthwhile. So, yeah, while it gets definitely cool, you should check it out. I think the beta will be gone by the time that we discuss this, but, like, go look into it. It's a really neat game. And yeah, I think it's like, yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's,
yeah,
it's something we definitely want to take a look at.
We're both big fans.
Pretty solidly confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty confident. That's something we're going to spend some time with. So yep. Wildgate on the 22nd of July.
Yep.
We were just talking to somebody about this a couple days ago, but Killing Floor 3, I don't have any experience with the other Killing Floor
I don't games, either.
So, okay.
And I will say that people who have posted about the demo, I think, or early access on, I think I saw some stuff on Reddit, not getting the best buzz right out of the gate.
Interesting. I mean, it being something that you and I are both like, are you experienced in this? Always kind of leads me to be like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, that's usually a recipe for like, if people are interested, they can let us know. And then that will change the trajectory of whether or not we actually spend time with it or not. So yeah, if that's a game that like, sparks joy in you or whatever, just tell us, and then that will determine what we end up doing. But Killing Floor is not really something that's on my radar. Something I don't really expect also to be make much of an impact on our release schedule is the Super Mario Party Jamboree Nintendo Switch Editions plus Jamboree TV thing. I don't have one of those Switch cameras. Obviously I would get one if it was like worthwhile, but like,
sure.
It's hard to think about a less guidable series than Mario Party.
Agreed.
I love Mario Party. There's not a whole lot to do there. There's not a lot of there for our purposes. So
no. I think it will be a good sell for Nintendo just because a good seller for Nintendo just because
it's a great Mario Party.
It's a good Mario Party. It's another game to buy for your Switch too. I am not a Mario Party guy. Again, it's just kind of a timing thing for me. I'm not opposed to getting it and checking it out, but it's not like a priority or something that I'm super excited about, both personally or for the site.
Yes. Now, the next thing, though, Wild Hearts S for Switch 2.
Yes.
I was on parental leave when Wild Hearts came out, and I got it and I really enjoyed it, but didn't kind of fell off of it. You did guide stuff for Wild Hearts, didn't you?
I did a little bit of guide stuff for Wild Hearts. Wild Hearts is...
Was there much to do?
I don't...
The game's cool.
I don't know that there's a ton to do, but bringing it to a wider audience is only a good thing.
Yeah. So this is the Nintendo Switch version, yeah, by the way.
I liked Wild Hearts quite a bit. Like, the really shitty take on it is that it's not Monster Hunter, but it's Monster Hunter.
It's Monster Hunter with Fortnite building?
Kind of. There's no building in it, is there?
Yeah, you can build contraptions out of, like, those weird boxes things. And you can, like, stack them in specific ways together to make, like, hammers that slam down and hit monsters or whatever.
That's right.
I could never... Right. My problem with Wild Hearts is, like, I could never find a weapon that I liked. And when that's the... When the entire point of Monster Hunter-type games is, like, finding a weapon type that you like and sticking with it and making better and better and better ones.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a weapon that you really kind of jive with is really important. And I just couldn't find anything that I really loved. But, I mean, I definitely, like, my heart is open to the idea that, like, I could fall in love with Wild Hearts again on my Switch 2 as, like, a portable device.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know. I would definitely not be opposed to checking this game back out again, depending on how things are going with Donkey Kong. This does... There's a lot of games densely packed into this couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, definitely interested in... That game's really cool if you mm-hmm. have access to other consoles and are, like, I love Monster Hunter, I'm a sicko. What else is there out there? Like Monster Hunter Wild Hearts is a pretty successful, I think, look at a Monster Hunter-y thing.
I agree.
Jeff, I don't know how much if you have any experience with Grounded. But Grounded 2 is like... Grounded rules, actually.
Okay. I never played it. I think I downloaded it and it sat on my Xbox. It might still be on my Xbox.
Fair. That this is the game actually is the reason that I upgraded, that I got an Xbox, that I have a Series S.
Oh, okay.
In my home, because like my wife and I started playing it, I think when she was pregnant, and we like don't play a lot of games together because I aggravate her because I run ahead on stuff and mm-hmm. She doesn't like it. So. But we played this, and it's like a crafting game where you're like teeny tiny, and you're building houses out of like grass blades and shit, and big giants, terrifying spiders chase you around. Like they're so scary. They're so scary, and they're so aggressive and fast, and gave me actual nightmares. I hate spiders. So, but they're doing a second one. I actually have not seen the trailer for it yet, but I really love that first one, and it ran like such ass on the old Xbox that I went out and bought my wife a Series S just gotcha. For her to use it. While I used my X that I originally got for work.
I see.
So, but it's super fun. It's super cute. It's got, like, good quests in it.
Okay.
This aesthetic is phenomenal.
How guideable are they?
Very. It's a survival game.
Okay.
So, it's very much like, you know... Even if the game has crafting recipes of its own, it's very much like, okay, where do you find the purple sap or whatever? Also, it would be, like, fun as fuck to play in co-op and probably would be really good for, like, a Factory Friday adjacent kind of stream.
Okay.
They're really cool. Also, like, it's on Game Pass, I presume. It's a Microsoft first party, I think. So,
yeah, right.
It should be. Yeah, Grounded 1 is really, really cool. The fact they're doing a second one at all is both surprising and delightful to me. So I definitely want to check that out. I think it's probably as a fellow factory person who also, like, adjacent because of that, has an adjacent interest in survival-type games.
Mm-hmm.
I think Grounded would be up your alley. I think we would have a bunch of fun playing it, if I had to guess.
Okay.
I could see us playing it on at a pretty regular cadence
okay.
for a couple weeks if it was fun. So
yes, it will be on Game
I think
Pass,
we should check that one out. Excellent. Yeah, we should check that out.
Okay.
I think Susanna might have I need to go read her preview. I think she might have previewed this before the end of Our Time at Polygon, but Tales of the Shire, a Lord of the Rings game, also comes out on the 29th. Yes. Did you play that, the Moria crafting game? I was very excited for it and didn't end up looking into it because it just seemed not great.
I did. But
people
play it.
Turned out some people like it.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it was fine. It would have been okay. Better. I think I actually checked it out early, so I didn't get to do any of the co-op stuff. It could have been cool. I didn't love it. It was good, but I did not love it.
Yeah. I love dwarves, so... And it wasn't enough to pull me in. But I also like hobbits, and Tales of the Shire is very much like... Stardew Hobbiton, which all right, I'm curious.
A cozy town building kind of thing.
Yeah, like build your own hobbit hole, like cozy with the ultimate lazy people. Like, yeah, I'm potentially into that. I mean, it looks like a lot of running around. I mean, it looks very Harvest Moon, but you got big hairy feet.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, and sometimes it seems like maybe Gandalf comes to visit. So, right. Like, that, honestly, that ticks a lot of boxes for me.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, just off of a general cell that ticks a lot of boxes. So, that's definitely something I would love to. It would be interesting to juxtapose that and Grounded 2. Honestly, mm-hmm. Just on looking at it, I would not be surprised if I landed more on Grounded being the thing I land on. I would not be surprised if Tales of the Shire doesn't have a lot of, not to use a very hacky term, but a lot of there.
Sure.
Outside of just, like, it being cute. But it's, yeah, I definitely would like to take a look at it. For sure.
Yes. Yes. I don't know how much we'll get out of it, but, I mean, it's more Lord of the Rings. It's cute, it's cozy, it's chill. Could be a lot of fun.
I could probably use that at the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's definitely something that's like on my radar that I'm interested in. Yep. Okay, the last thing on our list is Ninja Gaiden Ragebound. Did you do the demo for this?
I did not do the demo for this.
Okay. This is a 2D, I think it's a Metroidvania?
I think so.
Also, is it a roguelite? Is it a roguelite or is it a Metroidvania?
Or is it both? I think it's a Metroidvania.
I think that's right. Yeah. But it's made by the people who made Blasphemous, which I think is interesting. Those games are cool. I'm not sure I've never beaten one. I've never spent that much time with them. But the aesthetic of Catholic Metroidvania is very cool, mm-hmm. and very well done, and they're very creative, so I have a certain amount of interest in seeing what they do with something like an established IP like Ninja Gaiden, which, yep. Like I'm actually kind of interested in that new Ninja Gaiden, but I've never been much of a Ninja Gaiden person, so I actually wouldn't be coming to this for the IP of it.
Right. Yeah, like, the extent of what I know about Ninja Gaiden is how hard those games are by design, and that is pretty much it. So...
I mean, Blasphemous is a pretty hateful game. I think they're a pretty good pick to carry on that legacy.
But I also have
Blasphemous
never
played is mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I also Blasphemous didn't play Blasphemous.
Mean and beautiful game. Mean and beautiful is what I would say is about Blasphemous.
Very, very fair.
Like the Catholic Church itself. Bam. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Can the Catholic Church take the criticism from bigfriendly.guide? Who knows?
So yeah, this Ninja Gaiden Ragebound is kind of 8-bitty. Maybe 16-bit, yeah. Technically. 2D side-scroller jumpy slashy, which seemed to be having seem to be in yet another of the constant moments that that kind of game has. I'm interested in it. I'm not excited about it. It could be great, but the last one that I got super excited about was that Prince of Persia game, Crown of something.
Oh, not which one? Which one? The Prince or
no, the actual Prince of Persia game.
There's another one called The Rogue Prince of Persia, which is a game being developed by Evil Empire, who made helped make Dead Cells.
The Lost Crown, the one that just came out last year.
The Rogue also came out last year. But it's a roguelite specifically. But you're talking about the Metroidvania game,
yes,
right?
Yes, loved that game.
One of the only games I've great game. One of the only games I've ever had a game breaking bug in the last 10%, and totally borked my entire save. And I have not. I've been too mad at it to go back. Amazing game.
So I'm still
furious at it.
Yes, I bring that one up because it was an incredible game. 2D Metroidvania, side scrolling, jumping. As far as we could tell when we wrote about it, no one played it. So
that's a damn shame.
It is. So I have interest in this Ninja Gaiden game. I have concerns about if it's going to find its audience.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess one of the big benefits of doing this is that we don't care.
If enough people
on our Discord are interested about it, that's all that matters. Like, if it doesn't need to do, we are not beholden to traffic. So,
yep.
I don't know. If you're like, God damn, Ninja Gaiden Rage Bound is the thing I'm most looking forward to this summer, let us know, because it's like kind of on our radar.
Yeah.
But not enough that I'm like, let's commit resources to it, but more like, hey, this could be cool. So,
or if nothing else, we can make me stream it and have a terrible time failing at that game constantly.
See how many frames you can drop how many frames your internet can drop in a 30-minute window.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, do you drop more frames or do you die more? Like, that could be interesting.
Oh, that could be.
That could be an interesting challenge. That's the top marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really could be. Like, because, like, one of those is built in, but another one, you could, like, maybe the game's just real hard. So, yeah, I mean, going to be really busy July. Mm-hmm. Busy, like, remember when the summer period used to be, like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, right.
And now we kind of always got stuff going on between now and whether it's because of giant, massive, big video games or smaller ones. So,
yep.
Stuff to do. Lots of stuff to do. Anything else to add, Jeff? I think we've pretty much gone through June and July.
No.
I think
got everything that we've got coming out in there, so
yeah, for sure. Next time you hear one of these, it'll be in the patron only feed that we need to set up, which is also where you'll eventually find ad free versions of our podcast whenever we add ads to it. So that you'll be able to find that RSS in your in the Patreon package, and then also we'll probably try to put a link for it in the Discord somewhere. So,
yep.
This is normally for paid people only, but we wanted to get the first one out for free, and the next one will be fully focused on August, which is right before some of the bigger games of the year start coming out, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much there's happening in August, but I guess we'll find out next month, at the end of July. So, thank you for joining us on the first of the plan throughs. If you thought this was an interesting format, or if you have feedback on it, or if you heard any of us talk about any games or not talk about any games that you're interested in, please let us know. You can join the Discord via our Patreon or the website itself. We're hopefully going to get a link up there in the channel now that the Discord is free for everybody, so you can be able to jump into that. So yeah, communicate with us, talk to us on Blue Sky or other places. You can also find a link to our Discord there. And we will see you in the normal podcast later this week, and then for another one of these playthroughs, if you're a paid patron, next month. So thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Ryan. This is good.
Yeah. And thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye.